Okay, starting on page 33 where Devon makes his entrance, I'm going to try reading out his lines. If you like them, you like them. If not, you don't. I'm going to skip the dialogue in between, so it'll just be Devon's lines for the next bit, for this soundbite. That is a cute expression, fitting to. What? No hello or thank you. No manners these days. Oh, please. If Xander here really was aiming for your head, I doubt you'd be talking right now. Still, you should be happy it's just us, considering there has been a call for adventurers due to a series of murders in the area, all of them looking for some dangerous creature lurking in the forest. Come to think of it, what, pray tell, are you doing all alone in these woods? I'm sure that's the... Wait, Cindy? Who's Cindy? What the fuck? When did she die? Another murder? Well, golly gee, Xander. Were you intending to tell me this anytime soon? Fine, whatever. Anyways, back to the subject on hand. I figured. But remember that mention of a creature? Danger? Touché. Okay, I'll level with you. We don't like each other, and there's no reason we should. That's fine by me. However, you're in danger, not only from the creature wandering around, but also four other adventuring parties looking for it. If they see you alone, you won't get a warning shot. I don't like you, but I'm not about to dick over my job over it. I took a vow to protect all beings, regardless of how I feel about them personally. So here's the deal. It's 5 miles to the Regal Post. You can trust us to escort you there, or I can smack you down and drag your dumb ass to it. Your call. Excellent choice. Now we should hurry. The sooner we get to Regal Post, the sooner I can assault your mom and the way she dresses you. Nah. Black markets pay more if you're alive. Doesn't mean we can't lead you into the woods and sodomize you a few times first.